This is Kim Knox and welcome to my podcast. Today I wanted to do something totally off kilter because I realize at this moment you probably think I'm just so damn serious as hell. I have my moments, but I am a very lively, vivacious person. And so in this moment, I wanted to take the opportunity to, one, first thank anybody who has been tuning in, listening to the podcast, making me more relevant, because this is something that I really have a passion for, and I'm looking to get more into speaking engagements, but this is kind of a platform that helps all of that. So I do appreciate anyone who's taken out the time to listen and who's liking it. And like I tell anybody, if there's something that you want me to talk about, let me know. Shoot me a message via my Instagram DMs, and I would be more than happy to discuss it. Today, I wanted to do like 30 things about me, because you probably, if you're not close to me or don't really know me extremely well, there may be some things that you don't know about me, and I don't want to come. I'm a multifaceted person. I am not just one way. I would like to think of myself as being that fun girlfriend that everybody wants to be around. I love to talk shit. So with that being said, let me get started on one, my introduction. My name is Kim Knox, last name K-N-O-X, which kind of brings me to the second one. Well, let me backpedal. I am 45. My birthday is in December. I am a Sag. So that means that I have a lot in common with a lot of celebs like Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj. Yes, I do have a big ass as well. I'm very optimistic, very outgoing, very straight to the point. You know, I tell you how I feel. I've gotten better at my filter, because I used to not have very much of a filter. I do sometimes have a potty mouth. I am constantly working on that. I am married. I do not have any children. I have a dog named Choo Choo, and I have a bonus daughter, and I live in Douglasville, Georgia, which for most people, if you don't live in Georgia, be like, oh, well, I thought she lived in Atlanta. It's just like a suburb, because everything is like at least about 20 or 30 minutes away from this actual city. The meaning behind my business name. So Kim Knox, like knocking on the door, I wanted something to kind of play off of my name, Kim Knox, K-N-O-X. So I thought that would be cute. I am also starting a YouTube page, talking more about lifestyle issues, especially with women, because I feel like we need it, need that support. So that is where my business name came from. My earliest childhood memory would be myself singing into this Bugs Bunny radio microphone that I had gotten. I've always been a lover of music, and I remember my grandmother saying that I was going to be a singer. So that is one of my earliest childhood memories. My guilty pleasure is, anybody who knows me, no, I love sweet tea. I think I got that addiction from my grandfather. He would always have to have sweet tea on the table. If it wasn't on the table, it was a problem. And I have such a bad addiction to it, to where I can't drink just any sweet tea. It has to be from a specific spot. It's so bad that when I go, my favorite spot to get my sweet tea from is out of the mall around in Douglasville. What is it called? Any other time I could say it, but it's a wing spot inside of Arbor Place Mall. And they have the absolute best sweet tea. Sometimes it's a hit or miss, and I can usually tell when the normal people don't make it, because it has to be syrupy sweet. So the backstory to the syrupy sweet is that I love ice, and we'll get into that. So I chew the ice along with the sweet tea, so it makes it like it's my like guilty pleasure type, you know, it's just delicious to me. So I usually go almost, hate to say this, like almost every day. And when they see me coming, they just go ahead and fix the tea and I'm out the way, out. So that's my guilty pleasure. Three personality traits that I'm proud of is I'm funny, or I like to think I'm funny. Most people say I'm funny. Like I said, I love to talk shit. My cousins used to always say, well, since you don't want to sing, we're just going to throw your ass out there and make you a comedian. So I think that one personality trait is that I'm funny. I think the next one would be that I have a way with people. Therefore, for the most part in my jobs, I'm always placed in the customer service realm where I'm dealing with people. I remember at a particular job, we all had to take a personality test, and it gives you your like top three or four traits that, you know, make you phenomenal and what types of jobs you'd be best in. And it's only me and one other guy that got the trait of woo. And to woo means to basically be able to convince like anybody. You can sell, like my best friend tells me about myself. She said, yeah, Kim can sell water to a whale because that's just my personality. So, and the other guy, I love it because I love the kids. I love the gays. And we get along extremely well. So the other guy was just so happened to be gay. And we just like, yes, bitch, yes. But having that personality, attracting people gravitate to you. And what would be, I can be serious, but I feel like I'm relatable. So I think those are my three traits that I'm proud of. The next one would be my favorite food is shrimp. The only type of shrimp I don't like is coconut shrimp. But for the most part, shrimp is my absolute favorite. I probably could eat it almost every day if I wanted to. Probably. I probably would get sick of it. I guess because it's probably so expensive that you probably don't eat it every day, but you think you could. I don't know. But I'm from originally from Jacksonville, Florida, so I am a seafood person, but not really a seafood person. I'll take that back. I don't really care for a lot of fishes. Lobster, it's like, lobster to me is just a way of saying, oh, I'm bougie, but it doesn't taste as good as to me as crab. I don't know. But that's just me. Piercings and tattoos. Do I have any? I have, my ears are pierced, and it took me a long time to get that because my skin is really sensitive. I was told that, you know, I have the type of skin that could possibly keloid. It took me approximately like 3 times to get my ears pierced. And last time I tried, I said, you know what, if this shit don't work, it's clip-ons forever. And I hate clip-ons because they hurt like hell. It's like somebody pinching that life out of your damn ears. And finally, God said, okay, you can have pierced ears. So I got my ears pierced and I have a nose piercing. It's funny to me now because I've had my nose piercing for almost 20 years now. And now piercings, even like I look at people now like, piercings and the weird hair colors and everything. Now everybody's kind of catching on. I was doing a lot of stuff. Like the next thing, as far as tattoos, like I had my brows microbladed back in 08. And it was being done. It just, like a lot of these cosmetic services have been being done for like years. Like I still wear eyelash extensions. I've come a long way from the type of eyelash extensions that I used to get because I used to wear them back in, I would say like maybe 03, maybe. a guy named Doug Fresh from Detroit used to do my lashes. And I had been wearing them, and I stopped wearing them because I realized that they were kind of taking my eyelashes out. But then there wasn't a really a whole lot of knowledge on lash extensions. But I did get my brows microbladed. They are faded now, and I do my own brows because I know how to do my own brows. I just wanted it at the time for my wedding. I wanted to look extremely polished on that day. So I've had my eyebrows done. And as far as other tattoos, I have a key tattoo on my left wrist, which is a tattoo that both myself and my husband got before we got married. He has the lock, I have the key. My first celebrity crush was Michael Jackson. I loved probably the Jackson family as a whole, but like everybody else, I particularly had a fondness for Michael. He was probably like, he was way before Prince or anybody else came out, so I would sing to him. I thought we were a couple. My bad. My most proud moment would be probably my wedding. And the reason why is because I am one of those people, I'm very creative, especially when it comes to DIY projects. And at the time, I was focused on making the wedding as personable as possible. And so my theme of my wedding was peacock feathers because I love a peacock. And I love the colors. So it was my mission to put together this beautiful occasion. And I was told that by the people who attended that it was one of the most beautiful weddings that they had ever attended. And that happened back in 2009 with very little money. As a matter of fact, I'm proud to say that my wedding dress, not with a T, I paid a total of $9 off of eBay. Of course, the shipping was from China, so the shipping was more than the actual dress that I spent. So it was like $109 total, which allowed me to purchase a reception dress. So my dress and my accessories, a lot I bought from Etsy, eBay, just gathered stuff. And our wedding probably all together was maybe $20,000, held in Piedmont Park at the Park Tavern. So I was very proud of that because it came across as a very elegant, festive moment that we have pictures that we remember for the rest of our lives. If I won the lottery, what would I do? So this is a question that goes on in my household all the time because my husband is always like, well, if you hit the lottery tomorrow, what would you do? And for me, one, I would thank God because I hit the lottery and 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't have to hopefully ever work again in my life. But I would try to repay those people who have been consistent in my life, like my in-laws. My in-laws have been awesome sauce. Like my husband and I early on went through some struggles financially, and that's why you can't judge a book by its cover. I get tickled because a lot of things, a lot of stigmas are put on people, especially people of color, you know, just or people in general. Like people assume that because a person is gay that they're also pedophiles. People assume that because you're black, every black person is ghetto or came from the ghetto, and that's not true. But I will say that for me, my in-laws come from a very small town, and you would think that, you know, they didn't have any money, and not like they had money, but they were more so able to pull money out when people who you would think have money didn't have any money, you know. So I'm always thankful. I would I would try to pay back as much as possible, take some of the stress off of people. My mom, you know, my mom, when I lost my job in 2009, and my mom owns daycare, and while it was not paying nearly as much as where I came from, it was a help because neither my husband or myself was working. And so I would definitely give back. People tell you all the time, oh, if you need anything, then you just hit me up and let me know. And then when you really need something, then that, what, when they say that, it's just a mere suggestion. Like, ah, I'm just saying it because that's something people say. But these people really stepped up to the plate to me. So I would try to repay those people, and then I would really be living my absolute best life. I probably wouldn't be in the country for about at least a good year, because I'm gonna be just living my best life. Maybe take my girlfriends on a trip, do something fun. What's in my handbag? A bunch of damn receipts and no damn money, because I like to go out and swipe that card, which is a bad habit. I might have some lip gloss, my wallet, some like disinfectant for your hands, and that's pretty much it. The timeline of my day would be pretty much depending on the day. Like right now, I'm currently not working, so my body clock tells me anyway, get your ass up. I usually get up about 7-ish, take my dog out, come back in, try to straighten up a little bit, wash clothes. It could just be different on any given day. Some days I want to go to the gym. I need to be trying to get my fat back ass back in the gym because I have really been slacking. But it just varies for right now. My dream job would be to be a speaker on the lines of like a Tony Robbins, Yanla Van Zandt, Lisa Nichols. Like, these are the people that I really aspire to be like, but within my own shit. Like, I love E.T., the hip-hop preacher or teacher. I love him because he's just different and he's in his own element, and that's how I want to be. I don't want to be this like cookie cutter person, because I'm not, and everybody else is different anyway. Let's see. My favorite childhood book. So this is kind of interesting because I don't remember in particular my mom reading to me as a child, and I don't remember sitting down in front of anybody getting stories necessarily read to me as a child. But what I do recall is when I was in high school and my sister was in, I might have been in high school, I'm not sure, just, I don't know, we were younger. But I remember she was a part of a program and they would have to go and read stories to younger kids. And I remember hearing this book called Love You Forever. And it was like the way it was read, it was called almost like a little song. I love you forever. And even when the kid gets older, he comes back and takes care of his mom. So I always loved that childhood book. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid of not accomplishing everything that I want to do. Time is so precious. And more and more I see people, you know, younger and younger dying from whatever. And I would like to be able to be successful at what I want to be like. And I want people to remember me like as a good person, and because at the end of the day, nobody gives a shit about when you die. Nobody says, oh, she was the best person at being a nurse at her job or an engineer at her job. Nobody cares about it. It's about how you affected people. And so my dream job, what I'm afraid of is not accomplishing any of that. My worst habit is chewing ice. It is terrible, terrible, terrible. My husband hates me chewing ice. I'll go in the other room and chew it. I just need to do it, but it's bad because it also is signs of anemia, and I am anemic, so it's terrible. Where I want to be in the next 10 years, I would like for myself to be financially not just stable, but I want to be in a place where I am good. I am good for, like, I'm looking at Beyonce and Jay-Z, and it's like, my grandchildren, my great grands are rich already. Like, I'm trying to be that rich. Seriously, that's what I want to be. I want to be successful. I want to be known for great things. Something that I miss intimate conversations of substance, like getting together with your family and friends, and everybody is not on their damn cell phones. Everybody's not interested in taking the perfect selfie. You just sitting down and having conversation, and it doesn't necessarily have to be filmed all the time. It's just an honest, deep ass conversation. I always try to, I don't do it as much, but I like to entertain at my house, and I invite like a bunch of my girlfriends over. And to me, that's like the best time, because we're just drinking wine, talking shit, and enjoying the moment. And when everybody leaves, they usually say, this is exactly what I needed. You know, it's not about, I'm at the age, and my girlfriends are at the age where ain't nobody trying to be stuffing themselves in a bunch of bodycon dresses and twerking for the, everybody is just like, okay, I just need a release. I want to talk with some women who are dealing with the same issues that I'm dealing with or have dealt with. So, I miss times like that. My favorite songs right now is, believe it or not, by Lil Duval, and that Smile Bitch song, even though they're gonna play that to damn death, but I love it. It just makes me smile. And there's another song that I came across, and I don't even know her name. It's like Leiliki 47, and it's called Money. And I ran across it on Tidal in a playlist, and I was like, yo, that joint right there is so dope that I want to make a video for the damn song for myself. And I'm still thinking about it. My pet peeves. I can't really think of one offhand, but my mom is bad for this. She's like, my husband says she'd be switching lanes, but I probably do it now too. I'm hoping I don't, but she will, we will be having a conversation, and in mid conversation, she'll say some shit like, you think I'm pretty? Excuse me, I was talking about something else. Like, let's get back on focus. Let's see. A difficult time in my life was probably before I got married, and I went against everything as far as relationship-wise. I went against the grain in dating someone who I knew was not the man for me, but I gave him a chance because he was super duper nice. And I allowed myself to fall in love only to be terribly disappointed. And it was just, seemed like it was just like, I don't even think it was so much him that I was in love with. I was just more disappointed in myself. And so to me, being disappointed in yourself is way worse than being disappointed in anybody else. So I think that was a difficult time in my life for me. My best physical features. For me, I love my eyes. And believe it or not, I love my lips. I remember in grade school when I first moved to Atlanta, this guy used to tell me I had fish lips. Like, my lips were like fish. And I was like, that pissed me off, so I beat his ass. And yeah, I'm a tomboy, I told you. I love my eyes, because a lot of times a lot of people, like, I had one guy tell me like I have mean eyes, but it just all depends. Most times I'm smiling, so everybody says, oh, you have a really nice smile, you have nice eyes. But if I'm not smiling, I do look probably evil as hell. But I love my eyes. I love my lips, even though my little top lip kind of turns up a little bit. I feel like the Kardashians are trying to plump their lips. Like, especially like Khloe and Kylie, they get their lips plumped up to somewhat look like mine. So I'm proud. My shit is natural. Let's see, my favorite blog right now is my own because it's personal to me. What makes me feel better always? Just being at home and seeing my doggie because she just loves me and I love her. She's been with us like a year after we got married, so she brings me absolute joy. Seeing her always makes me feel better, and seeing my husband, it makes me feel better. Sometimes he's an asshole and gets on my damn nerves. I'm sure I get on his nerves too, but that's life. Let's see. The last time that I cried, I probably cry often because when I come on my period, it's just like my hormones and shit is everywhere. But authentically crying would probably be maybe when my cousin Tiki passed away. She was my favorite cousin. Gone way too soon, but especially after realizing that I think that some people realize that their life is getting ready to come to an end. She started commenting on my Facebook post a lot, and at first myself and my husband would laugh like, your cousin back at it again. And she would always write under every picture how beautiful she think I thought I was and how proud of me she was and everything. And it wasn't until after she passed me realizing like maybe she knew that she was getting ready to leave. And, you know, so that was probably the last time I really, really cried in depth. Things on my bucket list, it's just mainly traveling to different places, and you know, I'm trying to get there. My favorite comfort food probably would be like something on the lines I know exactly what it is. Chicken pot pie. A good chicken pot pie, baby, you got me. And maybe like some banana pudding. And a weird quirk of mine. I don't know. Probably dancing in my car. Crazy. I don't know. I just probably have a whole bunch. But this is pretty much me. And I would love to hear some feedback from anybody. What do you do? What are you like? This is Kim Knox.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.